USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They answered terror with the emotional strength of American warriors.
President Trump referring to the first responders who worked at Ground Zero after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He speaks as he signs a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund.
This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th.
While at that Rose Garden ceremony, the president also called the shootings at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in Northern California late yesterday horrific, and now reports are identifying the suspected shooter who killed three people before police killed him as a 19-year-old Santino Williams Ligon. Police say they're looking for a second suspect who in some way helped Ligon. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Health officials in Florida say they've detected a virus there that causes swelling of the brain and can be deadly to humans. It's Eastern Equine Encephalitis, and it can be transmitted to people by mosquitoes. Florida health officials say tests last week found it infecting mosquitoes in Orange County, which includes Orlando. President Trump continuing for a second day to attack Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland, saying on Twitter on Sunday again that Cummings' Baltimore district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler responds.
Well, the president is, as he usually is or often is, disgusting and racist. He makes these charges with no base at all, and they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct that came from the committee hearings this week.
Nadler was speaking on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The National Park Service says a backlog of nearly $12 billion in deferred maintenance projects is threatening the safety of visitors as well as staff. Projects have been building up for decades, according to officials, including leaky roofs and rotting timbers at visitor centers and trails that are now closed for repairs. The list also includes big-ticket items like $655 million for infrastructure repairs to the National Mall in Washington. Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona needs over $300 million worth of repairs, including about $100 million to fix and replace its water system at the canyon's heavily visited South Rim. The Lion King remaining at the top of the weekend box office tallies, the remake of the 1994 Disney animated classic finishing in the top spot for the second straight week, earning an additional $75.5 million. Coming in second, a Quentin Tarantino picture.
Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load?
Yeah, it's about right.
That from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And rounding out the top five, Spider-Man, Far From Home, Toy Story 4, and Crawl. And video gamer Kyle Giersdorf, 16 years of age, picks up $3 million as the grand prize winner at the Fortnite World Cup video game final at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.